Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get to visit with a company I know almost nothing about. I'm visiting with Aaron Robinson. He's product manager for a company called Benson Hill. And some of my friends have been talking about it, and I thought the listeners would be interested to know about it as well. Aaron, tell me about Benson Hill, how it came about, and what products you're working in.
Sure. Benson Hill is a seed technology company working to improve the composition of predominantly soybeans and peas, although we have some history in other crops as well. But today we're focused primarily on soy and pea, really driving recovering those protein levels in those crops, working on specialty oils and reducing anti-nutrients in those soybeans to make a better meal product for animal feed.
So when you were talking about that, I mean, that has gotten to be a trade issue around the world. Our beans tend to be as good or better than anybody else in the world, right?
Yeah, from a commodity standpoint, you know, as yields have improved over the last 10, 15, 20 years, as part of that, we've driven oil composition of the soybean seed up and suffered a little bit from a protein perspective, and we're really focused on elevating those protein elements to service not only the human food space, but also aquaculture, animal feed, pet feed as well, and so, you know, we have a unique characteristic in the portfolio.
So how much can we improve the protein in soybeans fairly regularly?
Yeah, today our portfolio is anywhere from 10 to 20% higher than commodity soybeans from a protein level perspective, depending on which of our product categories you're talking about. We do have ultra-high protein varieties that we're growing in Illinois today in a partnership with ADM that are being processed for meat extension type of applications, protein alternative applications. We have a set of products that are used predominantly for animal feed that would have that incremental protein level as well. So you end up with a higher quality, higher protein meal to be used in either aquaculture, poultry, or swine.
Sounds like to me you're likely, if you're raising that to identity, preserve it and sell it through a special channel?
It is unique in that way that it's probably one of the opportunities for farmers to diversify, to drive revenue, but to also participate in the value created farther downstream, because we are contracting that production, crushing it, turning it into ingredients, and then selling that ingredient. And so, you know, I think it is an opportunity to think about that value creation for the farm and along the supply chain.
Tell me about yellow peas. Where are they grown? How big of a market are yellow peas, and what are they used for?
Yeah, one of the other things that we're working on is yellow pea. Predominantly, the U.S. market is focused on the Dakotas into Montana, the Pacific Northwest. They're predominantly used for pet food applications today. In some cases, they're used as a pea protein isolate in food applications. Think protein drinks if somebody's got a soy allergy or something like that. You know, roughly 500,000 to 750,000 acres in the U.S. Pretty large market in Canada as you go across the border there, closer to 4 million acres.
Very good. We're visiting today with Aaron Robinson. He is with Benson Hill, and we've been talking peas and high-protein soybeans. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.